Hello everyone, this is a very informal chat and demonstration of Spotify using a screen reader on a Windows desktop machine. Spotify has been reasonably accessible, I believe, on iDevices such as the iPhone, but we've never tried it on that. We haven't been using Spotify at all until within the last few days, really. And we've been using it using the Windows desktop application. As has been explained in our recent podcast, which is called Lairdcast, on the Hartgen.org website, we've done a lot of work in terms of making our Leesy product accessible with Spotify. This is because Spotify have included a level of accessibility in their latest version, which is now out of beta, and it is available for public download. The demonstration was quite basic, and we have come on a long way since then, so I thought that I would just very quickly show you some of the things that we can do now with Spotify, because we've been making great use of this, particularly over the weekend. Now that we've used it, we can well understand why people really want to take advantage of it, because there is so much music that you can stream, all kinds of playlists that are publicly available to suit any kind of mood and genre. And you can just start a playlist playing and have it on while you're working or whatever it is that you're doing. It's very, very good. And of course, you can search for your own music that you would like to listen to, and indeed listen to entire albums if you want to. So I'm going to launch Spotify from the desktop. What I'll do first of all is to search for a song. I'm going to press our keystroke to bring up a very accessible edit box. By default, when you type text into the Spotify edit field, it's not particularly accessible insofar as you cannot review the text character by character or word by word. So we have our own edit box for this.
Spotify search dialog. Find on Spotify edit.
And I'm going to type Don Williams, Love Me Over Again, and press enter.
Please wait. Love Me Over Again by Don Williams.
So here we are, Love Me Over Again by Don Williams, and I can simply arrow down these songs if I want to.
Love Me Over Again single version by Don Williams. Love Me Over Again by Don Williams.
And we've got various results there. Let's just arrow up one here.
Love Me Over Again single version by Don Williams.
And I can press a keystroke in order to check the spelling of the title and the artist if that's what I want to do. But I'll just press enter on that. And it will begin playing. I'll just pause it by pressing the space bar. Of course, there are keystrokes to skip forward or back within the song, or indeed to jump to the next song. If I want to find out which album that comes from, I can just tab.
Saved, Don, It Must Be Love, the collection link.
It comes from It Must Be Love, the collection. I'll press enter on that.
Ready, Table Love is on A-Roll single version by Don Williams.
And now I can see all the tracks on that album.
I'm Just a Country Boy single version by Don Williams. Tulsa Time by Don Williams. I Wouldn't Want to Live If You Didn't Love Me by Don Williams. Listen to the Radio by Don Williams.
Oh, that's a good one. So I can just press enter on that. And immediately that is going to start playing as well. So that's a basic search. And that was as far as we were demonstrating in the podcast. But what we now have is a facility called Browse Mode. When Browse Mode is on, you can do quite a bit more than I was just demonstrating. And in fact, what it does is it renders the Spotify interface very much like a web page. With Leesy, it is a considerably altered web page in several ways. First of all, a lot of the information that is on the standard Spotify web page is cleaned up so as to make it more accessible and so that you understand what some of the buttons mean, what some of the links are referring to, what would happen if you press enter. It also makes this possible using JAWS version 14 and above. Now, if you were to use this with JAWS version 15 or 16, yes, you would get quite a bit of sense out of it, but we have made it work with JAWS version 14 as well. There are also some additional scripts built in to make browse mode even easier than just browsing a simple web page. You can get to specific parts of it, you can carry out searches, You can also mark songs that can be played back instantly from browse mode. This is actually quite a good thing because when you're viewing a web page, of course, the screen visually does not always track where the virtual cursor is. So we've done well, I think, to overcome this and make sure that it does, because without that visual indication or highlighting, then the track that you want wouldn't be able to play. Let me now activate browse mode.
Browse mode on.
And browse mode is now on. Now I'll do a search.
Spotify search dialog. Find on Spotify edit.
And I'll look for Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. I'll press enter.
Please wait. Skip to main content, same page link.
Let's see if it can find the results.
Thinking Out Loud.
Let's check that's the right version.
Link Ed Sheeran.
Yes, it is. Now, there are two things about this. We're in a table, and if you were to use the JAWS standard table navigation commands in order to read it, that would be fine in this context. But for very long playlists, and people do put hundreds of songs in playlists to reflect a particular genre or mood, JAWS would only show probably about 10 of them at a time. The sighted user needs to scroll down the page in order to reveal more results. But the virtual buffer only contains a certain number of them. So we have a next result keystroke, which will ensure that the page has scrolled if it needs to do that, and that the virtual buffer is updated. So if I press F4.
Thinking Out Loud, link Jasmine Thompson.
That's the Jasmine Thompson version of Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud, link Voice Avenue.
So we have various results here. Let's back up a little bit.
Thinking Out Loud, link Ed Sheeran.
That's the version I want. So how do we instruct Spotify to play this?
Thinking Out Loud.
We mark it, first of all.
Thinking Out Loud will be played when you press enter.
All right, let's press enter.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
And that is indeed Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. Let's now go to the next result.
Thinking Out Loud, link Jasmine Thompson.
That's the Jasmine Thompson version.
Thinking Out Loud.
We'll mark that one.
Thinking Out Loud will be played when you press enter.
And press enter.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
And you can tell it's a completely different version of the song. So there we go. That proves that the system does work. So when you mark a track, it means that what is selected in the virtual buffer will actually be the next item to play. So let's extend that a little bit then. Let's go looking for a playlist. The first thing we're going to do is get back to our Spotify homepage.
Browse document, Spotify document.
If I press a keystroke to move to the start of the results.
Heading level 1 browse.
We can now browse through the different categories.
Link overview, link charts, link genres and moods, link new releases.
Let's go to
link genres and moods.
Genres and moods, I'll press enter.
Genres and moods link.
Now if I arrow down.
Link mood, link party, link pop, link workout, link focus, link rock, link indie slash alternative, link EDM slash dance, link chill, link dinner, link sleep, link hip hop, link R&B, link country, link folk and Americana, link metal, link soul, link travel, link decades.
Decades, that sounds good. I'm hoping to find some 60s or 70s tracks in here. Let's press enter.
Spotify document.
Let's get to where the results start.
Heading level 1 decades. Heading level 2 playlists. Link more details. Link Britpop Breakfast. Oasis vs Blur vs Suede vs Elastica vs Etchabilly vs Supergrass vs Pulp. There's no better way to start your day. 16,053 followers. Link more details. Link the road to punk rock. From 56 to 76, the original volcanic revolutionaries from rock and roll garage.
Okay, let me skip down a little bit here and see if I can see anything that might sound like oldies.
Link 70s smash hits, the grooviest mix in the galaxy.
Oh, how about that one? There's a 70s smash hits playlist. I'll press enter on that.
Spotify document.
Let's press our keystroke to move to where the results start.
Get into something.
That is the first track on the playlist. Get Into Something by the Isley Brothers. Now, if we wanted to start playing that playlist right away, all we need to do is up arrow.
Bullet 224 songs, 15 HR 14 min. Link filter list, created by, follow button.
We can follow the playlist, and that could be a good thing to do. We'll do that in a moment, because there is a way that we can look at all the playlists that we're following and select the one that we want here on a particular day.
Play button.
And there is the play button, which if we press enter on that, should start playing the entire playlist. Don't forget, as you've seen, you can see all the tracks that are in the playlist if you want to, and start playing from a specific point, or indeed you can shuffle the playlist and have them all played in a random order. But hopefully if I press enter,
play button.
There we go. We are hearing that particular song. Okay, so let's just down arrow.
Follow button.
And we'll follow that playlist.
Spotify document.
So if it's ever updated at all, the new tracks will be available to us. Let's now have a look at our playlists, the ones that we have followed, and we can do this from any page.
Playlists heading level 3. Start. 70s smash hits, the grooviest mix in the galaxy. Favorites now UK 20 by now, that's what I call music. Teen Dance Party by Spotify UK.
Those are all the playlists at the moment that I'm following. So let's go to the now that's what I call music playlist, because that reflects the current chart hits.
Now that's what I call music.
That's the one. All I need to do now is press enter on that.
Skip the main content, same page link.
And hopefully, if I go to where the results begin,
King.
That is the first song. That is the number one song in this playlist. Let's say that we're not interested in that one. Let's skip to the next result.
4 or 5 seconds. Link Rihanna. Earned it 50 Shades of Grey from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack. Uptown Funk. Love Me Like You Do from 50 Shades of Grey.
Now, that is one of my favorite songs at the moment by Ellie Goulding, so we'll mark that one.
Love Me Like You Do from 50 Shades of Grey will be played when you press enter.
And we'll press enter. And there is the song playing. One of the other things you can do, of course, is to skip by track, as I said earlier on. So if I press the keystroke to do that, we instantly go to the next track. And of course, we can go back. And repeated presses of the keystroke take us back to Ellie Goulding again. So it's very easy. I think that we're going to get a lot out of this. And you can read the descriptions of the individual playlists. There are very good descriptions there. You can also use Spotify Radio if you want to. So you can go to the radio section and you will find items very similar to the playlists, to be honest. Different stations reflecting different genres or moods. And again, if you read those, you can get the titles of them and the descriptions. So it's very accessible in the most part. We can do most things now. And I think the ability to be able to use these keystrokes to get to where you want to be in a consistent way, and also the way in which the web pages are rendered. There are a lot of things that have been done to make it cleaner. And the fact that, of course, because it's Lisi, there is a menu to do all of these things. You don't need to remember all the different shortcut keys. They're all built into the Lisi menus. Will make it very, very easy in order to be able to use Spotify. Before I go, I should just address one question. We've had a lot of interest in the Spotify access over the past week or so, since we started telling people about it, and thank you for that. One question which has come up is, will this set of scripts be sold as a separate product? To be honest, no, because we have been asked, will this part of Lisi be separated out, such as our Lisi Connect, our address book, our Lisi search facility, the iTunes support that we've got, the Skype support that we have. People want these different things. But if we were to separate every single brilliant thing that Lisi can do out into a separate product, we'd have about 25 different products, and it would be completely unmanageable. Added to which, of course, we would have to charge a reasonable amount for each product. So you would be spending quite a lot of money if you wanted several of them, certainly more than you would pay for Lisi as standard. I think the fact that we're in the next month going to be making available the ability for Lisi to be purchased over the course of a year in several installments will make it much easier for people to be able to afford it. And so hopefully people who want all of these features that we're working on will be able to get them. I should say, of course, that there is going to be a very comprehensive document on how to use Spotify with all its keystrokes and going into the background of why you might want to access specific functions of it. It's very detailed documentation, as with everything that Leesi supports. So we hope that people will find that training useful as well. It's all part of the product. Right, okay, I shall go now, but I'm really enjoying using Spotify. We've together, Lulu and I, come up with some great playlists. We found some really good ones, and we're going to go back and continue listening to them. Speak to you soon, everybody.